here's what's on my mind today, and here's what I'd like to tell all of you. If I could look you right in the eye and say this to you, I would. You're doing a great job. You are. You're doing a great job. I believe that so many of us women constantly live under a cloud of feeling like we're not quite doing enough, we're not quite good enough, we're not quite being enough, and possibly, even though we wouldn't say it out loud, God is probably not too happy with us because we're just not that great. I don't even know if that comes into the conscious mind, but oftentimes we women, we are experts at throwing ourselves under the bus. We are experts at downing ourselves in our own minds. We're experts at always feeling like if we just did a little bit more. So today I want to say this to you. You're doing a great job. Last week at our church, we had a missions conference and we also had a national youth conference. I was involved in serving for those two things. And then the very next day, my husband's family came in and I hosted them at our house through the weekend, a long weekend. So there were about 20 people here in my home Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I've had a busy week. Yesterday, I literally hardly did anything except for sat and listened to the silence. Do you know what I mean? After a really busy time, you just need a little quiet. Everything was wonderful. I was so glad to see the family. I was so glad to help in the conferences. But yesterday, I just was still, and I needed that. But do you know what Jesus said to his disciples as he was ready to send them out, preaching and speaking? He said to them, as he was about to send them out for, you know, a temporary assignment while he was still on earth, at the end of Matthew 10, he told his disciples, "He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me." So if anyone does something nice for you, they're doing it for me. If anyone does puts you up or gives you a meal or feeds you or helps you in any way or encourages you. And then he said in verse 22, Matthew 22, if you give a drink to a child to help out the cause of Christ, then you are not going to lose your reward. Do you know how great our God is? He's always looking to reward us. You know, and I know that we deserve nothing. We deserve to die and go to hell. But we serve a God that loves. He is love. So he is always looking to give and to reward. And ladies, today, God is looking at you and seeing you raising your children, cleaning your homes, working your job, working in the church, watching the nursery, being kind to your neighbors, being generous to others. And he is saying to you, I'm going to reward you for that. It may not seem like a lot to you. It may not seem like you're doing something important for the cause of Christ. But if he told his disciples that if someone gives a child a drink of water, he will not lose his reward, then he sees you today and he is saying, you are doing a great job and I'm going to reward you for that. He is always looking for the good. I used to think of that verse, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And I always thought about the evil, kind of like that verse was, you better not be bad because God will see you even in private. He sees you. But as I've gotten older and grown closer to the Lord, I really capitalize on the fact that he sees every good deed that you do. Friends, in a day, you do many things. In a week, you've helped a lot of people. And I know we don't pat ourselves on the back, but God sees it. And he's saying, great job. That was for me. And I'm going to remember that. You're going to be happy that you did that. I just wanted to pass that along to you as an encouragement today. Sometimes I need to hear that and be reminded what a great and loving God we serve, who's always watching every single thing we do. Even the little things at work that you think, well, no one saw that. I went above and beyond. Or at home, I cleaned up another mess. He sees it. He knows. He thinks you're doing a great job, and he's going to reward you for it. Have a great week, friends. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others.